conversation, real information. Live from Lake Wissota, this is Up North News with Pat Brentlow.
Well, here we are. Good morning. It is Thursday, the 4th of August. Welcome to Wisconsin's new coffee break. I'm Pat Kreitlow. A little later this morning, we will have candidate for Congress Mark Newman as we continue our series of candidate interviews with people running in the 3rd Congressional District. And certainly we're going to get into a whole bunch of other campaigns once we get past Tuesday's primary. But first, we're going to spend some time getting right into a visit with somebody who's not on the ballot this year, but no less busy, Senator Tammy Baldwin. Senator, nice to have you here. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
This is normally the it's about to be that quiet time of year. We talk about Congress going on recess, and many years that comes and goes without much notice. But there's been something rather unique about the past couple of years with, you know, the Biden administration trying to get a domestic agenda passed, certainly other matters that need to be taken care of right away, like, say, gun safety. There's matters that come up that shouldn't be a hiccup, like the burn pits bill for veterans. This feels like an atypical summer for Congress, for whatever reason. Does it feel that way to you?
Well, it feels like a lot of accomplishment. We passed the CHIPS and Science bill last week. While there was a big hiccup on the PACT Act, which is the toxic exposure bill, last week, Republicans blocked it. But we had a big turnaround earlier this week. And this is one of the most major pieces of legislation to recognize and do right by our veterans than we've had in like 30 years.
Yeah.
And then we yesterday voted to add Finland and Sweden to NATO. Something that will definitely strengthen the alliance and send a very clear message to Russia about its illegal invasion of Ukraine. And now we are beginning our work on a major Inflation Reduction Act, as it's named, which will do just that, as well as lower prices for prescription drugs, for healthcare, and probably will be the boldest action we'll take on climate change in our nation's history, reducing carbon emissions by 40% in the next 8 years.
Yeah, so
a lot of accomplishment.
There is, and then there were all the things that happened prior to that, the American Rescue Plan and things like that. So we're going to get into some more of the details on the Inflation Reduction Act and the CHIPS Act, and something that probably doesn't get as much time devoted to it as it should. And those are the rural matters that you work on, chairing a subcommittee for that. So before we come back into the things that the Senate is working on right now, I want to take these couple of minutes before we go to break and take care of some of the political matters that are going on out there. The Senate race for Democrats looking to take on Ron Johnson changed quickly last week, and Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes essentially cleared the field. My own, theory on that is Mandela had always been a strong candidate. Internal polling showed that, he was coasting his way in, and that the rest of the field said, look, let's get united behind this now. I could obviously be completely wrong, but what's your impression on how that particular Senate campaign is getting set up for probably Mandela Barnes and Ron Johnson?
I think your views are accurate, the candidates who are polling in second, third, and fourth place couldn't see a path to ultimately winning that primary, and very honorably suspended their campaigns and endorsed Mandela Barnes in a great show of Democratic unity, knowing that the real matter before us is defeating Ron Johnson, who has not been doing the work, you know, focusing on his constituents and focusing on Wisconsin, but rather, you know, his own agenda that has very little to do with jobs and, you know, the well-being of people in the state.
Well, you know, and you put it rather diplomatically, it's going to be a bruising campaign, no doubt. And same with the governor's race. And we'll probably talk about that on the other side of this upcoming break here. But in the couple seconds we have here, traditionally in midterms, there are headwinds with incumbents, especially Democratic incumbents. But I get the impression that between many different circumstances, Ron Johnson's record, the repeal of Roe v. Wade, this is not the traditional headwinds faced by Democrats year.
Between the accomplishments we were just talking about, the legislation we're working on right now, and the devastating blow with the Supreme Court overturning Roe versus Wade, and in Wisconsin, kicking women back to a law enacted in the 1840s, this is definitely going to be an atypical midterm election. And, you know, even with the economic challenges, it's Democrats who are fighting to lower inflation and lower prices, not Republicans. So
yeah.
I'm very hopeful.